Your journey alongside Mezentius, the King of the Dead, continues along the pathways of the City of the Dead, this cemetery which I chose as the home for my wandering soul, and which contains the remains of those who have departed from this life. An Etruscan necropolis was a place of privileged contact between life and death, but I need to tell you, first and foremost, about the rituals used to prepare for life after death. I remember that the two most important moments of the ritual being performed on the top of huge tombs placed precisely on the city's axes of orientation. During the protesis, the dead body was prepared and treated with scented substances and then displayed to the people, while the women performed their wailing funeral lament. And then came the ekphora, when the body was carried to its future dwelling, the tomb that would become its home eternally. I must explain that our customs regarding the treatment of the deceased evolved over the course of time. Centuries before my reign, cremation was the preferred practice, and to this day there are areas of the cemetery containing alcoves dug into the earth or the rock, where you can see the small urns used to contain the ashes of the deceased. Burial became frequent in the centuries that followed, with bodies laying in the ground in graves covered with earth or dug into the rock. It was only during my reign that we began to build burial chambers, planning the layout of interiors just like the homes of the living. These tombs were created for the richest aristocratic families in the city and often contained areas devoted to worshipping and honoring the sacred rituals of death. The actual tomb of the deceased, however, was located in an inner chamber at the end of a corridor and was decorated and furnished to make the stay of members of the family as pleasant as possible. This was where we usually placed offerings of food and the personal possessions of the deceased, including weapons, clothes, jewelry, and other everyday items. The arrangement of tumuli and monumental tombs designed to hold entire families soon spread, and the city cemeteries became cities of the dead. Cherry, my opulent and populous city, boasted three urban cemetery areas, the one now referred to as Banditaccia to the north, Sorbo to the west, and Mount Abatone to the south.